0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Go!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Clemson basketball 3-0 headed to Georgetown on Saturday. Louisville, Illinois, Gonzaga, big winners on the hardwood last night. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, and Bama, the top four of the college football playoffs once again. And one, Bubba Brown, one of the all-time greats at Clemson, passes at 67. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, November the 10th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a fantastic radio show today. My good friend, Dr. Steve Martin, orthopedic surgeon for Clemson, is going to join us at 7:25, get our Arthrex Sports Medicine segment of the day. I got some good news for Dr. Martin today. We will get with Dane Young, UGARivals.com. We got a preview, UGASports.com, I should say. We got a preview, Georgia and Texas, two top tens going in Athens on Saturday night. We'll get with Andrew Oliphant. We have a new PGA Tour event coming to Asheville in the fall. So, going to be a good show as far as guests are concerned. Talk a lot of college football, a lot of college basketball. Take your phone calls and your texts as well on a busy, busy Wednesday. The producer of this Wednesday, my good friend Sam Jones. Good morning, sir. How
good
you doing?
Good morning. Cold?
Yeah, it's
the
a
last morning.
Yeah, for the last morning.
Well, the mornings are going to stay cold, but the days are going to be nice and cool.
Yeah, a couple things here. All right, so I was telling Kiana, kind of said, oh man, it's been freezing. I said, well, now still it's in the 30s right now, and that's fine because we're going to get to 67. It's going to be windy today. But the 67 today is a lot better than 43 and 49 the last 2 days.
The wind has been the problem. I mean, I was outside a lot the last couple days, and we got snow and we got flurries. That doesn't happen ever. Roy right. Philpott would have been had to be overjoyed wherever he is right now.
You saw flurries.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I saw flurries here. Well, I saw flurries in North Georgia, and Faxon saw flurries here.
Crazy.
So I'll take his word for it. Yeah, the wind was the problem. It was like 35 with 20-degree wind gusts making it feel like 18. That's where you get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it was a good little precursor to what January and February could be. And then we're back to the 70-degree weather in the middle of November, which I don't like, but I know a lot of people are happy about.
Oh,
so.
I love that. 75 and 76 this weekend. I love that.
It ain't my go-to.
Here's the issue, though, with like when you look at the highs – this time of year, and you can go ahead and do this through about February. As I bring in Keanu, good morning, sir. How you doing? Doing all right? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank
good.
You.
All right. You know, I try to I feel like I'm your uncle over here. Like I got to teach you about our gang, about remote controls. All right. Here's something about the weather, because so many people look at the emoji and they'll go, oh, and they see a little rain emoji. Go, oh, it's going to rain tomorrow. And like it rains from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. when nobody's up. And they go, oh, it's not, and then it doesn't rain the rest of the day. Well, I saw rain on the emoji. How come it didn't rain? Anyway, the other thing is, like, you see the high. Oh, it's going to be 67 today. Well, this time of year, it starts out so cold. Well, the sun's up for so little time, right, compared to in the summertime. So it starts out so cold, so it takes so long to get up to 67. And then the sun starts going down, so by the, it doesn't stay 67 very long.
It's there for like 20 minutes.
Like in the summertime when it says high of 92, it's 92 at noon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? And like today, we're saying it's going to be 67. Well, it's going to start out, well, like tomorrow, it's going to be, let me see what tomorrow the high is going to be here. Bear with me here. This is a little lesson for you. This is good. Tomorrow, 71, okay? Well, tomorrow morning, like when we get here tomorrow morning, it's going to be 45 degrees. We're going, what's going to be 71? Yeah, it's going to be 44 or 45. And then, if I can find the right days on here. Actually, it's going to be 41 when we get here. And then 41 and 40 and 50 and 56 and 61. Like at noon, it's 60, 65. And at 3 o'clock, it's going to be 70, but it's only going to be that way for like an hour. So that's where you got to watch all that. A little weather, you know, just trying to help my good buddy Keanu out. How you doing? Everything good, man? Life's good with you?
Yeah, I was telling Mickey earlier, I was like, I brought out all my Christmas stuff, the hot chocolate, the movies, the music. Yeah. And now it's going to be 70, so you gotta put it all back up.
Two-day blast, man.
Two-day blast.
And I kept looking at that weather like, for 2 days I can handle it because I know Wednesday's coming. So that's good. That's good. We can do that.
It sets up what is going to be, I think, the ideal Saturday for football. Like a 4:30 kick where it turns into a night game during the game, but you still get home at a reasonable hour.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Furman. And then it should be warmer. Yeah. It shouldn't be 30 degrees. That's pretty strong. I think that's probably the ideal game day experience.
Here's how my friends work, though, because they're looking at it right now. Now, this is on Saturday the 22nd, a 43% chance of showers. And somebody's mind, oh, it's going to rain during the Furman game. It's like, dude, that right there is like 10 days away. You don't know, man.
It might snow.
Seriously, I have guys I'm on a golf thing with. We play golf on like Friday. And they'll send out the who's going to play on Monday morning. You got to sign up on Monday morning and go, looks like rain in the forecast on Friday. It's like, you have no idea what it's going to do on Friday. And it won't rain. Anyway.
Might rain on Friday night in Louisville. We'll see.
Oh, really?
Possibly.
Is it possible?
It's 40% chance during the day. Don't know when that'll... All right. Don't know what'll actually happen there is the great question.
I got to look that up now. Oh, no.
I think we'll be okay.
All right, let's look it up.
Looks like we're clear by night.
Good. Good. So Friday.
Possibly during the day.
Yeah, AM clouds. Well, no, I got 24% chance of rain on Friday there on Weather Channel. But who knows, man? They don't know.
They don't know.
67, low of 42.
I can
52.
Tell you it's 85 right now, and I have the same level of justification for my claim as everybody else.
Yes. Very good. What are we going to do in segment two, Sam?
Feels like the perfect day to talk a little Bradsketball, doesn't
all right,
it? After
let's do
a win last night. We haven't done it yet. Let's get a little Bradsketball on there.
83-56 over Morehead State last night. We'll talk about that coming up. I got a thought of, later in a segment about Bubba Brown passing away. I got that text yesterday, man. It broke my heart. One of my all-time favorites. A matter of fact, as a kid, I'll tell the story later on about watching Bubba Brown make 515 tackles in his Clemson career, passed away at the age of 67. We had football last night. Kent State down Akron 42-35 to move to 4-6. Akron falls to 4-7. Western Michigan improved to 6-4 with a 17-13 win over 6-4 Ohio. You have football tonight. CBS Sports Network, 7 o'clock, 5-4 Buffalo, 5-4 Central Michigan. Central Michigan, a 1.5-point favorite from Kelly Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. ESPNU at 7 tonight, 2-7 Northern Illinois, 0-9 UMass. And Northern Illinois, a 10.5-point favorite from Warren McGuirt Alumni Stadium in Amherst, Massachusetts. 7:30 tonight, ESPN2, 5-4 Toledo, 5-4 Miami of Ohio. Toledo, a 3.5-point favorite from Yager Stadium in Oxford, Ohio. So not great football tonight. Tomorrow night you have Troy and Old Dominion, not good. But then Clemson and Louisville. Clemson's still a 2.5-point dog there. Men's basketball last night, it was an action-packed night. All the ranked teams that played unranked teams won. Duke beat Army, Arizona beat Northern Arizona, Michigan beat Wake Forest. Close game, though, in overtime. Sixth-ranked Michigan beat Wake Forest, 85-84. BYU beat Delaware. We had Florida beating Florida State, 78-76. 10th-ranked Florida wins that one. North Carolina downs Radford. You had Arkansas over Central Arkansas. Auburn beat Wofford, 93-62. Wisconsin beat Ball State and Kansas down Texas A&M Corpus Christi. We had ranked games last night. We had 12th-ranked Louisville at home beat 9th-ranked Kentucky 96-88. 14th-ranked Illinois down 11th-ranked Texas Tech 81-77. And we had 19th-ranked Gonzaga downing 22nd-ranked Creighton 90-63. Clemson heads to Georgetown after winning. Georgetown is 2-0. They play Birmingham tonight. Chance to go 3-0. One of their wins, an impressive win, at Maryland. So Ed Cooley has Georgetown playing at a much higher rate. Clemson noon on Saturday on Peacock. Sam, I was telling Keanu this. How about the fact that for the past 3 weeks, or for the past 2 weeks, we've seen Clemson basketball on Friday night, Clemson football on Saturday. This time we got Clemson football on Friday night and Clemson basketball on Saturday.
It's nice that they don't overlap.
Yeah, but I mean, who in the world? So you'll be watching the Tigers at noon on Saturday?
Yeah, I will. I'll be tuned in for that one. I'm quite excited for that game. They've got a legitimate test here.
Yeah.
Brad Brownell said this is kind of where you scale up a little bit. It's the next logical step after handling their business in the first three. Now you get a real, not that Morehead State, who have beat Clemson in the past, aren't a legitimately tough opponent, but this is one where you're going to have to dig deep early in the season.
BPI has Clemson with a 64% chance of winning on Saturday. No lines out yet for that one. Then you get Northern Alabama, West Virginia, Alabama A&M. You go to Alabama, who's ranked 8th in the country. You get 7th-ranked BYU later on. You get South Carolina at home later on. So it's a very difficult non-conference schedule, but that's the start here.
It's awesome. I love it when a team schedules legitimately difficult non-con teams. They got three or four in there that are going to be tournament quality.
No doubt. Sam, I got to ask you. What in the world's going on with the Cleveland Guardians?
Nothing new.
You sure?
As far as I'm concerned, the only thing of note that happened in the last 2 days for them was winning manager of the year again for Stephen Vogt.
But how about the last week, though, since I saw you last Friday?
I mean, you put these two... Listen.
So, here's my question. What happened?
I mean, you got dumb people doing dumb stuff. I mean, to put it bluntly with you.
All right.
I don't think this is a case of smart people doing dumb things. I think this is a case of Emmanuel Clase, who has a pretty pathological... history here of doing dumb stuff yet again.
All right.
And getting a teammate involved in said dumb stuff.
All right. How big of a deal is it?
It's a huge deal. I mean, generally speaking, because it, once again, keeps the whole trend that we're going to see here in the next few years, and we've seen the last few weeks in two of the three major sports now, or two of the three or four in this country, with gambling being a big problem.
Yep.
It's a major deal because Clase has been doing it for 3 years.
Right.
So who knows where he was doing it, when he was doing it, and what other games he was doing it in that we don't know about.
Right.
He was making phone calls, allegedly, from the locker room and from the bullpen. That's bad. That is illegal on so many fronts. And it's a big deal from a roster management point of view, from my perspective, for Cleveland, because like I said, when it happened 2 days before the trade deadline, and they weren't able to cash in on the closer who has the lowest ERA in the history of baseball.
Right.
He was on pace to be a Hall of Famer, and now he is going to prison. So it's frustrating.
They're going to prison.
Oh, they should. Okay. If they're found guilty, they absolutely should.
All right. So obviously that's two guys that won't be back for you.
And that's – I've already forgotten they're on the team because we just played a whole two-month stretch, tracked down the Tigers, won the division, made the playoffs without them on the team. It's difficult to replace an all-MLB closer, but – I mean, this is the kind of thing that happens, and that's how you win manager of the year. If you manage through that and still make the playoffs, you get your second in a row. So that's where it comes from.
I learned a lot there. The one thing that I knew and when you said it was this is going to show up. It's going to show up more and more because we are making it so accessible. We've got every website in the world, every state that's allowing it, and so it's going to happen. So nobody's shocked.
These players know the spreads. They know their point totals. I mean, they know these things. On top of...
Well, it's degenerate gamblers, too. We can bet on balls and strikes.
Yeah, and the MLB and these betting sites put limits on those specific micro bets. There are so many other ones. I mean, you're in trouble. Like, this is going to happen. I got annoyed when it happened to my team first because it happened to my team and it made the big impact, and now these are the big fish that you're frying right now. There are going to be many, many more in many, many sports. It's going to be an issue. It happened to the NBA a couple weeks ago. It's going to keep happening. I'm shocked it hasn't come for the NFL yet.
It's just amazing, though. Oh, I agree. But now, it will affect baseball, and it will affect basketball. It won't affect the NFL.
Oh, like, it'll come for the NFL.
It will come, but fans are like, oh, who cares? It's the NFL. I mean, the NFL's Teflon. The NFL has murderers, rapists, women beaters, point fixtures. It doesn't matter, man. We're like, oh, it's the NFL. It doesn't matter. They're Teflon, man. Whereas it affects, I'm telling you, it affects, oh, the Major Baseball's fixed and NBA's fixed. But NFL, oh, it doesn't matter. We still love it.
I mean, people, everybody will still watch Major League Baseball. But the problem is now, if a guy, you're going to hear it every time a guy spikes the first pitch of an inning in the dirt. It's going to be like, is he actually spiking that in the dirt? Or is he, does somebody have $5,000 on that? Like,
it's amazing that you could have multi-million dollar contracts and you throw it away for thousands.
So they're not smart people. Either they're addicted or they're not smart people or both. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's a bad thing. It's stupid. It was dumb when it happened. It's dumb now.
But don't think, this is like the high school mom that the daughter and their son, whatever, they get caught doing something like drinking or you know, doing something stupid. You know, they get caught with drugs or something like that. And they go, oh, and all the other high school moms and dads are going, what? Yeah, you know, I'm just glad our little girl, our little boy doesn't do it. Nah, your little boy, little girl's doing it sometimes too. Somebody's kids out there doing it. So be careful. Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, Braves fans, whatever. Like, there's somebody on your team that's probably doing it too. So be careful through all of that. But I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen in football, baseball, basketball. It's going to happen in colleges. It's going to happen in college sports. If we have this much access and this much analytical data and this many ways to track things now, it's going to happen more and more. But somehow, some way, we're shocked we have all this at our hands now and it's shocked that it's going to happen. I don't know. Let's talk some basketball when we come back. Hey, my great friends at Tiger Sports, right now I've got my Tiger Sports hoodie. It looks like Keanu got his Tiger Sports hoodie on. Sam, what kind of hoodie you got on over there? What do you got?
It's just a plain one, but I've got my Clemson Tiger Sports shop hoodie in the closet at home.
Got it for sure.
Got a
Tiger
couple
Sports,
of them, actually.
That's right, TigerSports.com. As you make your way into town for a military appreciation day, that's a purple out. There's one thing I've got. I've got my Boggs Law Firm purple hoodie that I can wear. But I hope it doesn't rain. I don't have any kind of purple rain or purple if it's too much stuff there. So I had to go by and get any kind of purple stuff. My Military Appreciation Day t-shirt will do that. 50 years of treating people right. College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard, Tiger Sports at TigerSports.com. Segment two with Mr. Sam Jones. We'll also talk some college football playoff rankings. Got a lot to get into. It's going to be a busy Wednesday show after this.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today, 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap, blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it, inside the 5, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, great news. You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief, and flexible consults. Well, they've done that for you. Starting right now, depending on your pain level, the scale of it, 5 or 10. You know, I have this super pain tolerance. So for me, like, my 2 might be your 10. Who knows, Kiana? Who knows? maybe you're the weekend warrior looking for pickleball, golf, running. Who knows? Flexible issues, flexibility issues, and joint pain might be hammering you right now. So depending on how bad it is, they can tailor these treatments for you. Minor issues to major issues. And also, you're going to need a smartphone or a computer. You can dial into the telemedicine video and see if the medical professionals can help you with a telemedicine consultation. So this is fast. This thing works. You don't have to go with surgery. There's no drugs. Pain relief that might be affordable now, that might be convenient for you now. It's never been this way before. So now there's no excuses. Call today if you do have that joint pain. Set up your time with one of their good folks at QC Kinetics and the telemedicine visit to find out more That's 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454 in Greenville and Nashville, 864-766-8454. Segment two of Mr. Sam Jones.
Feels like the perfect day, Mickey, to start talking about a little bit of basketball. 3-0.
Right.
Georgetown coming up here this weekend. Very good team with Ed Cooley at the helm now. This is about as good of a start considering the level of competition, Mickey, that you could have asked for. Three blowout wins. You look pretty deep in all of them. There are things they need to improve for certain that we'll talk about here in a minute after last night. But all things considered, great way to start the season and navigate your way through the early part of the non-con schedule and come out of it, as of today, 21st in KenPom. And I believe that puts them third in the ACC behind only number one Duke and number nine Louisville in that ranking. So a very good start to the year on both sides of the ball, where they rank 20th in offensive efficiency and 22nd in defensive rating. So very, very balanced to open the season.
Yeah, the thing I like, first of all, let me be clear, the schedule has not provided any kind of resistance.
Nope.
Right, so we don't, that's one thing we don't know.
But they've blown them out.
Yeah, they've done everything they should have done and like to have done. The thing I really, really love, and you saw it last night. Last night you got, now Dallas Thomas got 4 minutes, and Carter Welling got 11 minutes, and Porter got 15 minutes. You had Godfrey had 27, Dylan Hunter had 25, Waleen had 24, Nick Davis had 26. You had Chase Thompson with 14 minutes last night. You had Zach Foster with 19 minutes last night. Ace Butler got 22 minutes last night. Like, you're playing 10 players. And so I like that an awful lot. I like the fact Brad made a comment after one of the games, we're going to play hard for 4 minutes, and then we're going to put a whole new team in there, and then they're going to play hard for 4 minutes. And put some, you know, make these substitutions. They're not doing that mass substitution all the time. But I like the fact you have depth. And so, you know, one night when a guy's hot, he might play. You go with a hot hand through all of that. So far, they just physically overpower teams so far. But balance and balance scoring, and guys getting off to good starts and experience, you like all of that. Now, as we just mentioned, that's the preseason. Now you got the preseason coming up because it does get tougher. And Saturday will be a test up in Washington, D.C.
11 players scored last night.
Yeah.
Only 5 turnovers in this game.
Right.
As Jed points out also on the text line, our assist-to-turnover ratio as a team is fantastic. Dylan Hunter is playing a lot of lead guard.
That's a big deal, though, Sam, because if you're playing a lot of guys and you're still not turning it over, you know, because a lot of times, you know, turnovers are about, you know, familiarity and chemistry and lineup. Sometimes, not a lot of times, but sometimes that's the case. If you're playing a lot of guys playing together and you're still not turning it over.
Only 3 against Gardner-Webb, and they scored 97 points. Now, the issue that I had last night, and some of this was alleviated during the game or figured out a bit, they had some struggles rebounding in the first half last night against Morehead State.
Right.
And these are things that are going to crop up throughout the year, and it's good to get ahead of them now. Yeah, they struggled, yeah, especially in the first half. Morehead State stuck around a little bit, and then they started to bring things back to where they needed to be going into the second, and things got under control there. But other than RJ last night, who had 11 rebounds, how good has RJ Godfrey been? Welcome back. You had a few guys who probably need to do a little bit better out there. Nick Davidson had 7, but he had some rebounding troubles at Nevada at times, so I'm interested to see how that goes for him here. Jake Waleen had 4 and has been good this season so far and is really kind of a swing piece for them. Carter Welling only played 11 minutes in this game, had 2 boards. Interested to see if maybe that minutes level goes up a little bit. If they need rebounding throughout the year, he brings some pretty good size, a good vertical athlete. That could be something that hurts them a little bit in the absence of, once again, a true 7-footer again this season. But
yeah,
it's hard to find things that they're not doing well right now, Mickey. I mean, 36 points off the bench last night, 44 the game before.
Yeah, their bench score is going to be great throughout the season. One concern last night, they gave up 19 offensive rebounds. So it's not just the, you know, they got 15 offensive rebounds, but they gave up 19 offensive rebounds. Not great. I would say there will be times this year where, like a lot of teams, I would worry a little bit on the shooting aspect of
about
it.
About to get there.
You know, that this is not going to be a, you know, a great, this won't be an elite shooting team. How about that?
The 3-point shooting is going to worry me a little bit. That's where you need to see a jump from a couple of guys in this offense where they went 6 of 19 against New Hampshire. They only shot, I believe it was 28% against Gardner-Webb. And last night they did put up a pretty healthy 37% clip from out there Jake Wallin was 4 of 6 from three. If they can get that consistently from him, that's going to be a very, very good thing out on the wing. Something they've been struggling with in the last couple years with Chauncey Wiggins especially is consistent three-point shooting from their wings. So if Wallin can do that for you, that's very good. Three-point shooting could be a little bit of a question mark here. How much improvement are you going to see from Dylan Hunter this year? Because he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, and he figures to shoot more and more as we get into conference play. Are you going to get consistent shooting off the bench from a guy like Zach Foster if he gets some playing time this year? How much playing time is Ace Buckner going to get, and how hard is he going to go from deep?
Personally, I trust Foster and Buckner from behind the arc more than I trust Dylan Hunter right now.
You might.
The roles-wise. And we'll see. And as the season goes on, we'll see. I was told, a former Clemson basketball player texted me the other day, talking about how much he likes his team because of how hard they play. And that's one thing he's looking for. He played on a team. He played on his Barnes' teams and just played hard. But he did say this. I said, what's your major concerns? And he says, you know, not having a go-to guy, you know, in that last 4 minutes, and you got to have a bucket. You know, who's going to be that guy is one, one of the concerns. And then, you know, maybe shooting the basketball. But he did say this. He goes, Zach Foster is something different than we've had here in recent years. Like, you can tell that is a highly skilled and multi-leveled, highly skilled guy. Like, he's got skills in several different aspects of his game. But he's one. And I think Buckner can kind of be, you know, close to that maybe. That's two pretty good young guards you got that give you a little bit of, you know, athleticism and some play passability. Hey, oh, by the way, this former player loves the way this team moves the basketball. So this is a really good passing team.
Yeah, they are a very good passing team, and they don't turn the ball over, or at least they haven't right. so far this year, which right. at times last year had became a problem.
But when you're not a great shooting team, passing the basketball becomes a bigger priority.
Something that interests me about the way they're playing this year, and this isn't necessarily how we're used to seeing them play, 350th through three games in adjusted tempo. They're playing really slow. And again, maybe that's the opponent, and maybe that's just the lack of elite guard play that you had with Chase Hunter, where you could get downhill very quickly and create off of the dribble and do a lot of things early in the shot clock. They don't have as much of that this year. They kind of have to move the ball. But I'm interested to see if, once they get into conference play, is the path to success for this team more of a, and I'm not using them as saying, oh, this is what they're going to be, but more of an example with the tempo of a, hey, we're going to play like Houston wants to play, where we beat you up on defense, we pass the ball and don't turn it over,
right.
and we maximize the opportunities that we do create by forcing turnovers and not giving you the ball back on the other side.
Well, yeah,
and that's a path to success if you can do it in the absence of consistent three-point shooting and elite guard play.
Right. If you don't shoot the ball well, if you're not an elite three-point shooting team, if you don't do that well, you have to move it and move it well. And so that was going to take an extra pass or two. It might slow you down a little bit. That's where my theory. I don't know that. I hadn't seen. And the sample size is so small right now. I think they want to play faster than they are, because they want to, you know, they want to push tempo a little bit with the depth wise maybe, but also the, you know, these are bigger bodies. These aren't the most. I think quickness, you know, this is not. I don't think this is going to be like this elite level quickness team, and like this team doesn't have that NBA. I mean, like you look at the freshman at Virginia Tech, Sam. Have you seen him?
Yes.
This looks like Larry Bird to me.
Moves like an NBA player.
We'll see if
the shooting for him is consistent, but he moves like, kind of moves like Luka Doncic in a sense. But
yeah.
The movement, you can see it with those guys who are probably going to play at the pro level, how
sure.
they operate.
The Tar Heels in Kansas game kind of highlighted some of that.
My goodness, Darren Peterson.
Yeah, like you get that elite level. Clemson doesn't have that elite guy.
I know he struggled down the stretch of this game last year, but the way Cooper Flagg moved, like watching him play, you could just see it.
Sure, sure, sure. So you don't have that. But what you do have is, like I said, depth, bigger bodies, plays hard, passing. Like, and here's what I told the former player we were talking about it. Clemson fans, and again, it's early. Let's see. I think Clemson fans are going to like this team.
Gritty. I mean, Clemson grit is going to be personified by this one.
That's all. Like, I think Clemson fans understand they're not going to go get 5-star basketball players. It's not going to happen. I think that Clemson basketball fans understand these guys are going to be one-time, one-and-done guys here, rentals here for a year. But as long as you come in here and as long as you play hard, they will appreciate that, you know? And the effort is what these fans will celebrate. You know, I've seen it before. I saw it with Purnell season, I've seen it with some of the Brownell teams. That if you play hard, the Barnes teams, if you play hard, this fan base will fall in love with you. And, I mean, just look back at it. You know, Shefflin was a guy. His fan base loved Ian Shefflin. He played hard. That's all they asked for. They know you're not a five-star guy. You're a Max Drive-In All-American. You're not a McDonald's All-American. But you play hard, and this fan base will appreciate you.
One note on the women's team that lost to South Carolina last night. This game, Mickey, and while I understand what the final score was and the fact that Clemson managed to put up two whole points in a quarter to end this game last night, from 5:06 in the first quarter till 9 minutes left in the fourth, it's basically 2.5 quarters, that was a 35-35 run.
Yeah.
They got blitzed out of the gate and went down 11-0, and then they went and lost 20-2 in the fourth quarter of this game.
Yeah.
For the majority of the game, this was very close, and they played them even.
Well,
the problem is Clemson shot 2 of a gazillion from three.
They're still coming. That thing is still, it's another year or two away. They'll lose to South Carolina at home next year. They'll lose down in Columbia after that. But after that, you know, so I think you got a little rivalry game coming. This team got beat by 69 a few years ago.
That's where I was going to say keep the perspective in the sense that they have a bunch of Poppy's recruits coming in, and they lost by 70 just two seasons ago.
Yeah, Poppy Ball's coming. So
they played them legitimately even for three quarters, basically, in this game. They got blasted out of the gate, ended.
Sure. But last night was not a negative for Clemson women's basketball. As a positive, you're making steps, and it's going to take a while, and you're doing it the right way. But you saw a little bit better and a little bit better. And then next year's class, they'll be freshmen next year. It'll be a little bit better. But you keep up the pace it is right now, and you're going to see some different kind of things around here as far as that thing is concerned. I enjoyed segment two. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. Engineered Sleep, again, I don't know why Engineered Sleep has not – or why people hadn't built this mattress before. Like, what took us so long to make the ES Duo mattress? This one is just getting rave reviews. I will just tell you that it's cheaper, or I should say cheaper. It's more affordable than the high-end mattresses that all manufacturers make by a few thousand dollars. It's also, long-term-wise, it's the best because you just replace the top of the mattress. And I don't know, this Velcro-looking thing they've got, it's really amazing. And this is going to save you short-term and long-term. And it's the best mattress made, not cutting corners. 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Go by and see it. Everybody I know that sees it buys it. They're like, I didn't know what you're talking about. So see the video, engineersleep.com. Your mattress is one of the most important, I don't say appliances, important pieces of your home. You spend a third of your life, hopefully, sleeping. Do it in an Engineer Sleep mattress. Feel better, man. I feel like $1 million a day. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Short break. Clemson lost its all-time leading tackler yesterday. We'll tell you about it right after this.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP, and just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works.
I know one thing American Doormaster doesn't do, and it's the only thing they don't do in garage doors. I've got a bird's nest on top of my garage door opener. and I don't have the guts to switch it out of there. I don't think they're in there anymore, but I got to get that out. I'll take the blower and get all that out. But, hey, American Door Masters can fix anything else when it comes to your doors. AmericanDoorMasters.com. They'd love to help you out in case you do have any kind of cable, any kind of chain, any kind of motor, any kind of spring issue. Let American Door Masters fix that for you. There is nothing like installing a new garage door opener, your garage remote controls. They do all that from a commercial standpoint, all the edge of dock and edge of dock levelers, and they take care of all your big, huge garage doors and commercial real estate, aspects as well. Let them take care of it for you. Their website is simple. These are good folks. These are folks that are locally licensed, bonded, and insured. It's American Door Masters. Remember that name, AmericanDoorMasters.com. It's got all the information, all the email address, info at American Door Masters, phone numbers all on there, AmericanDoormasters.com. A quick note, we'll open up phone calls at the top of the hour and text lines here. I got a text yesterday, guys, at about 9:15, and in one way I was embarrassed. But in another, once I figured it out, like I was, it hurt. But I got a text from one of the former Clemson football employees, a longtime friend, and she said that Marlon Brown had passed. And in my head, I'm like, Marlon Brown? I don't know who Marlon Brown is. And then I thought, oh my gosh, Bubba Brown. You know, here's the thing. When I started watching Marlon Bubba Brown play at Clemson in 1976, I was 8 years old. And I will tell you, Bubba Brown and Randy Mudbone Scott. So it was Marlon Bubba Brown and Randy Mudbone Scott. Bubba and Mudbone were raking up tackle after tackle. And as a kid, to watch those two guys make those plays, Bubba was 47 and Scott was 35. I think I'm right saying that. But, man, I absolutely just was fascinated by these two unbelievable linebackers. And then I found out yesterday that Clemson Hall of Fame linebacker Bubba Brown, the school's all-time leading tackler, passed away. He had been battling cancer. He'd been a long-time illness. He was in a nursing home in Tennessee. He was 67 and had been suffering for a few years. So thoughts and prayers out to him and his family and his teammates and all that. Look, he was here from 76 to 79. And, guys, even after 46 years from his last game, no one has had more tackles than Bubba Brown. Bubba Brown had 515 tackles, still the school record. He had 75 as a freshman. He had 120 as a sophomore, which is second team. And he would have had more had Randy Scott. He could have cleaned up, but Randy Scott was making tackles in those years. In 78, he had 170 tackles. And in 79, he had 150 tackles. 515 tackles. He was from Tennessee. He got in the Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame in 1999. First team All-ACC in 78. In 79, led the Tigers to 11-1 record, ACC championship, number six in the final polls back then. Coach Ford's first year of coaching, he led them to an 8-4 record there in his senior year. Danny Ford said yesterday, quote, Bubba Brown is a very smart football player, a great approach to the game. He had the speed and toughness, everything you want in a linebacker. His tackle record stood now for 50 years. I don't know of anyone who would break it because of the way the game is played now. He said, quote, Bubba was a great player. He always had a smile on his face off the field, but on the field he would knock the stew out of you. He is right. He was an unbelievable player. Became a part-time starter as a sophomore, had 120 tackles in that season, and had an unbelievable Clemson finish in the 77th season, ranked for the first time since 1959. He had unbelievable games. Helped touchdown Ted Brown to 70 yards on 21 carries when Clemson beat NC State in the Battle of the Browns in the great Gator Bowl game, in which Woody Hayes ended up slugging Charlie Bowman and Clemson beat Art Schleister. He had 22 tackles. He had 22 tackles against NC State, 11 tackles in their historic victory at Notre Dame. Finished with 10 tackles against Mike Singletary and the Baylor Bears in the 79 Peach Bowl. He had 17 tackles for loss, 9 pass breakups, 6 cost fumbles, 3 fumble recoveries, 4 interceptions. Moved up north and later in his career was in education, but 515 tackles for Marlon Bubba Brown and his linebacker mate back there, Randy Mudbone Scott. Man, as a kid, just watching those guys. And that was the first, you know, you talk about linebacker you, because Jeff Davis was right behind that. And then that led to Johnny Remberts and led to the Levon Kirklands and led to the, I mean, that was linebacker you. And it all started, as my friend pointed out yesterday, working in the football office for years, yesterday, those guys took us out of 3-9, 3-8 seasons and led us to 11-1 seasons. It was that kind of football player that turned things around. And I will get text today of, man, I remember when Mudbone Scott and Bubba Brown just terrified offenses. So my good friend Frank said, took down the Buckeyes, the great Tiger team on both sides of the ball. Remember it well. Texter says, Mickey, what service do you use for watching sports on TV? Now I have YouTube TV and managed to pass a couple weekends to watch football, but missing midweek games and now basketball. Need to make a change. Any thoughts? I did the ESPN app, and the reason I did it was not because of ESPN. It's because my daughter loves Moana and Frozen. And so we pay $29.99 a month for Disney Plus. And with that, I happen to get ESPN, so I'm watching the ESPN stuff. I don't know what else to tell you. I Hulu, I hear some people doing that. What do you guys do? Sam, what are you doing now for your sports viewing? You do an ESPN app? You have cable.
I'm sailing the seven seas. Let's put it that way.
Oh yeah,
Fubo. I'm not buying the ESPN app. They're not getting me on that.
All right.
I'll wait until YouTube TV comes back.
All right. What are you doing over there?
I think I'm in the same boat with Sam. Yeah.
Y'all are telling me, arr.
Yeah. Huh?
Like
yeah.
YouTube TV, I'm loyal to right now. Hulu, I don't really.
All right, I asked Will Clinton this the other day. Who's winning the PR battle? YouTube or ESPN?
YouTube. I think people are pretty unanimously against Disney right now.
Yeah.
I think that because this has happened before, and while it's not a good look for either of them, I think the general sense is that Disney is holding out and trying to push people to their new ESPN app and all that and the way they've kind of redone everything there, and I don't think people are too fond of that. At this point, it's been, 3 weeks? People are kind of used to it now.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how long it takes.
I mentioned this before, friends. It is a dangerous proposition once you find out that you don't have to have it. See, I did this forever. And my son figured this out. My son figured out that we don't have to buy Dippin' Dots for them to keep score at games. Like, we can actually go to a baseball game without Dippin' Dots. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. I thought I had to have Dippin' Dots. No. I went to every Clemson football game for about 12 years, home, away, neutral. And then I got married, had kids, and then I didn't go to a Syracuse game a few years ago, and I thought, well, they're going to wait on me. They're not going to play the game until I get there. Like, no, they went on without me, and I went on without them. And it is a dangerous, dangerous proposition is when people figure out that, you know, I really thought I had to have that, but I don't have to have that. What you think is necessity, once you find out that it's not a necessity, for those that are dependent upon that, it's a scary, scary proposition. And if I'm ESPN, I think you're losing right now. Well, the final part of that, before we take our break for the top of the hour, we're going to talk some college football playoff rankings in the next segment. The final thought there is that nobody's ever looking out for the fan on anything. Like, the fan is the single most important aspect of all this. Is anybody going to say, hey, can we do something for the fan? Everybody's making all the money. We're asking the fan to pay more and more and more and more ways, and I got to have this app and that app. I got to pay for this. I got to buy this ticket. I got to buy this club. I got to do this. I got to do NIL. I got to do all of it. Can anybody take care of the fan now? The fan bears the weight of all the burdens of everything.
I did appreciate a few days ago, and I don't watch him, but Pat McAfee, when he came out and said,
yeah,
I think it's a little ridiculous that all of our talents are coming out and saying, oh, go to this website and try and get ESPN back. Like, what are we going to do? We're not going to do it. This has nothing to do with fans. This has nothing to do with the people watching. He's like, they're not going to be able to do anything. This is not up to them. Like, they're not going to be able to renegotiate this deal at the top here.
100%.
Credit to him for actually coming out and saying that, which makes me wonder, but man, that contract must be ironclad for him to be able to come out against his own employer.
And his employers hate him. But the fans like him. And again, he knows that.
He's right. Yeah, he's right.
He's right. He's right. Texas said, bleed the fans dry. That's exactly right.
What is tweeting? Hey, what is Adam Schefter tweeting? Hey, go to blah, 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 saveournetworks.com. Going to do for me in Easley, South Carolina. It ain't going
to
do anything.
Might save his salary, though.
A lot of people have switched to Hulu. I've seen a lot of people do that. It may not be the worst plan in the world.
Yeah, but then they'll go. Somebody will boycott Hulu.
Hulu's
and
price will
get
jacked after this. Just watch.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. And your fan will continue to pay it. Top of the hour break. College football ratings, your phone calls. Love to hear from you. Hour number two right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.